Now, I would like to welcome to the studio Pippa Tucker-Brown to talk about the new and exciting home farm project in the Rowtown area. And she's one of the team members. Welcome, Pippa.
Thank you very much, Rob.
I would like to start by asking you, what is the Home Farm Project and what are you hoping to achieve?
So it's quite a huge project, actually.
Yes.
It's in essence a community hub. It's an area of land which is owned by DEFRA at the moment, and it's sat doing nothing for decades.
Right.
It's two disused buildings and about 8 acres of land, and it's a floodplain. So DEFRA can't really do anything with it, certainly can't build on it.
No.
And we have been campaigning for about 5 years to get onto the land and to create a green space for biodiversity,
yes,
and to renovate the buildings so that they can be used properly for community purposes. Originally, the idea was that one of them would be a men's shed, and I think people are familiar with a men's shed.
I know what you mean.
Absolutely, yeah. The whole concept.
Yes.
But because there is this other building, which is actually bigger, we want to have more of a broader appeal for the community so that there can be craft opportunities, meeting groups. There are so many support groups out there. We want to be able to facilitate that. Plus also the social side, the cafe, which will be very important.
Oh, absolutely. And it's very interesting you should say the men's shed, because, yeah, I can understand exactly what that means. But in these days, it should be for everybody, shouldn't it?
Absolutely. That's a really fundamental point you've picked up on, because when my colleague, well, my friend Ronnie,
yes,
had the idea back in 2017, he thought along the lines of a men's shed because he's very DIY oriented and this is the kind of thing that he could imagine and envisage. But he, like you say, was very anti the thought of narrowing its appeal. And so, A, the fact that it's two buildings, and B, the size of the buildings means it's not just for men. We're very much wanting the entire community to benefit. So all age groups, all different types of people. And the key, particularly in the last 2 years and what we've all gone through, is to push through the awful loneliness and isolation that we've gone through and come out the other side. So we really want to try and reach out to people and really give them confidence to come down and see what's on offer and get stuck in.
That's very good. I mean, I was just thinking whilst you were talking there that there aren't many organisations, are there, that actually helps almost everybody. And as you said, what's been happening for the last 2 years, people on their own, they can come down and they can talk to people. So presumably there will be, when I say experts, people who can actually help them if they do feel like that. Oh, that's good, isn't it?
That's the aim. I must just emphasise that at the moment it's still being envisaged because we're waiting to get onto the land. This is all a very long-term plan.
Yes.
But the key, and I'm actually a complementary therapist, and from my side, the key is to give people a reason to try it out, because I think that first step is massive.
Oh, gosh, I should say so. Because you did hit on the person who started it, because one of my other questions was, whose idea was it to get this project off the ground? You've already mentioned him, but you must know more about how he began it.
I do, yes.
Oh, wonderful.
So I'll tell you all about him. So this is my neighbour and friend, Ronnie Kendall.
Yep.
He's actually, he lives literally around the corner from me, which helps the whole thing.
Yes.
We're both in Newhall. And he was retired and feeling a bit sort of Directionless, I suppose. This is going back 5 years.
Yes.
Because obviously a big change, suddenly you've got all this time on your hands. And his wife, Christine, said to him, you need a project. And he thought, yes, I do. And would drive past this land. It's right next to Bourne Valley Garden Centre.
Right.
And would look at it and think, why? Why is that just there? And when you whiz past, it's literally on the bend. You can almost not notice it because there are these two little low-down buildings and then all the land is behind. But he just saw masses of potential.
Oh, wonderful.
And, yes. And he started to write to DEFRA. And for a long time, they said, sorry, no way. This is, and it's valuable land, of course.
Of course.
And they thought, no, how could you, we could possibly hand it over? Ridiculous notion. But he's just plugged away.
And there we are. And as you've emphasised, and I think we better really, really emphasise that this is a very sort of long way ahead project.
Oh,
these can't
completely.
Be instant.
Yes.
That's why we're just having this interview now for the sort of, if you like, introduction of it. Hopefully you and other people can mm-hmm. come back here as the time goes on, just to see where we are with the project.
We'd love to. Thank
and
you.
Because, as I said, I think it's got, it will be going on for a long term, won't it?
It really will.
That's so good. Now, how many are there at the moment in your team?
Well, there's 17 of us.
Well, the thing is, you might laugh, but the fact is you need those people with all the diversity that's happening. You
yes.
need certain people to do certain jobs.
Absolutely.
So what do they do? Have you just got a rough overview
yeah,
of what they do?
A rough overview. That's quite tricky, but
okay.
I will try.
Sorry.
The first thing to say is that everyone brings something totally different, like you say.
Lovely. That's
and
good.
I've really been bowled over by the passion
yes.
and the intelligence and the speed at which people work. This has been a really wonderful thing to witness. So there's, without going into people's names, there are people that work for themselves. There's
yes.
a designer. There's a chap who owns his own business over in Chertsey, a local councillor. Ronnie and Christine are both involved. We've got lots of people that are self-employed who just have the scope. I think because they're self-employed, that they're very outward looking. They've got
yes.
the scope to lend their skills, whether it be business-wise or whether it be more practical, they're available to step in as soon as their skills are needed. There's a lot of gardening experts, of course. There's a beekeeping person. I hope I haven't missed anyone out.
Well, no. Well, we've got other interviews. I guess we can add them in if you have. Have you had any help from the council or any other agencies at all whilst you've been
yes,
doing this?
Yes, we have.
Oh,
so
that's good news.
I'm going to just quickly refer back to our local councillor, Malcolm Cressy.
Yes.
And he was so important probably 2 years ago now.
Right.
He just raised the status of the project. He met Ronnie, totally bought into the idea, just could see the potential for the area. And he has the amazing contacts in the area.
Well, of course. And Malcolm, if he's 100% with something, you know that he's going to be 100%.
Totally.
So that is so good news. Now,
yeah.
as we've already mentioned, this does appear to be a very large project. How long do you think it will take to reach its potential? In other words, what I'm saying is, have you talked about 5 years, 6 years, or even more, perhaps, to actually get it? Because we have now been talking, and it's quite obvious it is a long project. It's
mm-hmm.
going to take a long time for the organisation. But have you, when you've talked to the other team members, has there been something mentioned of how long they think it might take?
Well, it is really hard to gauge because
right.
we are on day zero, if you like,
yes,
in one
I understand.
Sense.
Yep, yep.
My gut instinct, and to be honest, a lot of it at the moment is a sense of how we feel it's going to progress. We in November, we knew it was going to happen. And my first thought was, this is going to change the direction of the rest of my life. And I'm 50. Disparate. So I'm thinking in terms of being involved for the next three decades.
Well, fair enough. That's fantastic. Yes. I mean, the thing is, anything like this does, it's very slow progress, isn't it? Because everything has to be asked, it has to be agreed, and that can in itself take a long time. As you said earlier on, that it's a floodplain, so houses shouldn't be built there, although it's a well-known fact, isn't it, that there are some floodplains that houses have been built.
Absolutely.
And by Jove, what's happened? They get flooded.
Yes.
There we are.
Do you mind, Rob, if I just quickly go back to that?
Yes.
At the moment within us, we're talking around the next sort of 5 to 10 years,
yes,
because the build will be a significant thing,
right,
which will take time. There are various phases to that.
Mm-hmm.
And we certainly for the first year, we can't do anything with the land because we need to observe and see what's there, because we definitely don't want to disrupt the natural habitats.
And that is important, and that's
vital.
A very good point. I didn't write that down, but I should have done. I'm so pleased that you've actually added, because that is true. You just don't go, oh, we'll just get a hole in that field there.
I almost feel like when we finally go on the land, we need to just ask permission of the land. Are you happy? Are you ready for us?
Yeah,
because
quite.
Having this bit of waiting time, I think, is good, because it's helping us get ready for this big project.
And well, as you say, it's a very big project indeed.
Yes.
It's something that I suppose when you first think of it, you might say to yourself, how am I going to do this? But it's so good news that you are going to do it with other people, of course, because it needs other people. So what I will be asking you is, I'll be asking you and or your team members to return and have an update to see how you've progressed. I think it's fair to say that a project like this will go on for a very long time, and it will be fantastic to see it come to fruition. So really, Pippa, I have to say thank you so much. It's been really interesting. And
thank you, Rob.
And I would love you to come back, maybe with another team member, and talk about how it's gone thus far.
That would be wonderful.
So thank you very much indeed. It's been really wonderful.
Thank you very much for having me.
No, that's quite all right. And it's always nice to get something new, you know, in the area especially.
Definitely agree.
Caring for you. Radio Wave.